morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go.
Good evening, listeners. This is Triple B Socials, and it is episode 18 with our very special guest this week, Suzanne. How are you, Suzanne?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I thought I saw you in the gym this morning.
Oh, you did. Trying to do a little bit.
Good.
Suzanne, as you may be aware of the gym notification there, that Suzanne is the manager of the local Frankston Court 24/7 gym. So, Suzanne, just bear with me for a second. You're an experienced club manager and wellness coach specialising in nutrition and mental health, a successful career working in the health and wellness and fitness industry. You're skilled in sales, sales management and teamwork and progression, a strong professional with associate's degrees focused in mental health, nutrition and wellness studies. Have I got some of that correct, Suzanne?
You've got it all correct.
Oh,
and
that's good.
A qualified hiking guide.
A qualified hiking guide. Now, how far do you hike?
Well, when I lived in Cairns, I think the highest one was 4,000. So it was like a 13-hour day. That was a big one.
Big day on the legs, walking. Yeah, no, I'll pass on that. Thank you. I'd rather ride for 13 hours than walk for 13
yes,
hours.
Yes, you're either a rider or a hiker.
Yeah, I'll take the riding at this stage. It says that you've been in industry for 30 years. Surely not. You're not that old, seriously.
Yes, I'm hitting the big 50 plus. So, yes, been in this industry really since I was a teen.
Oh, yeah. Really? So obviously it does you well then.
It does. It's, like I always thought, it's cost you nothing to keep fit.
True. So how did you get started in the industry, Suzanne, if you don't mind me asking?
I think I was just broke when I was young.
As we all are.
And lived in Cairns, so I was quite bored, so I started hiking mountains. And just got right into fitness and then became a hiking guide. First gym opened back in the day, dinosaur days, and, yeah, became a fitness consultant and a personal trainer then. So
that
wasn't really heard of back then.
No. I mean, 30 years ago, no. So you're saying you're in Cairns. Cairns, is that it? Correct?
Cairns. North Queensland.
North Queensland. So what made you come down to Melbourne, sunny Melbourne or cold Melbourne?
My family. My mum and my sister and everyone moved. My sister and brothers all moved to Cairns when I did, and then they all slowly moved back to Melbourne to be with mum and dad. Yeah. So, came back.
Cool. So, I'm led to believe at some stage in your life you had chronic fatigue. Can you please explain to the listeners when and how it started, or had all got about?
I think I just hit 40 and I was back in Melbourne running. I was a personal training manager. And I was doing like 12-hour days for probably 3-4 years in a row. Went through marriage breakup.
And we all go through that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Well, not everyone. Nah. Some people are very lucky.
Some are extremely,
extremely lucky.
Yeah, they
are. And it was just like one thing after another, and as I said, it was more of a burnout exhaustion. And one morning I just basically couldn't get out of bed, so I was just exhausted. I couldn't put my feet on the ground. I couldn't stay awake. I couldn't – like it was horrendous. So went to the doctors, got a specialist, went on for about 6 months, and all I did in this time, I couldn't work, I slept.
Yeah.
And my mum took me to so many appointments and specialists, had so many blood tests, and in the end they said it was chronic fatigue. So it was just for 12 months I really couldn't do much at all. It was really depressing, so went on to lots of different medications. Ended up on a walker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
like every bone in my body hurt.
So sorry to interrupt you. So from a fitness instructor at 40 years of age, you've gotten onto a walker.
Yeah.
That must have been mentally tough for you as well as physically tough, yeah?
Like just thinking about it nearly makes me cry, to be honest.
Sorry.
No, it's just because some people say, oh, it's not true, and I was even, you know, people would say, oh, you know, come on, just get up, and it's just not that easy.
No, it's easy for people to say that, just to get up, yeah.
So I had to start back at basics. I had to get a physiotherapist who gave me exercises, basic crawling, you know, and started walking and just built myself up, but it was a lot. It took years.
So do you think, not that it was easy, but do you think because you were in the fitness industry it got you more motivated to get up and up and go? For example, if you weren't in that industry, do you think you would have just stayed in bed longer and not seek that help? What are your thoughts on that?
I think everyone is different.
Yeah, everyone is different. And, yeah, exactly.
And some people can say, yes, I've got it and accept it, where I actually couldn't because I had to work. I had a Cork case and things like that. So I really felt the need that I had to get better.
Yeah.
And it had taken enough from me and I wasn't going to let it keep going.
Of course. And like obviously being in that fitness industry, it's sort of like you're self-employed. So if you don't work, you don't get paid.
100%.
So there you go. So you need to do that. So yeah, exactly. So how long were you in that state of mind?
Probably roughly 3-4 years.
Wow. It's a bloody long time, isn't it?
I went back to work and then, you know, left a few times and, you know, I got going and left, you know, just couldn't continue. But I'm not really sure what it was that just, you know, made me feel better. I just remember waking up one morning and wanting, you know, the smell of coffee.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And I didn't have any taste for coffee, or just had nothing. It's just a big fog. It just slowly lifted.
All right. And any other repercussions from the chronic fatigue?
Not really. No. I think it was really what I felt was it brought me back to my roots, as in starting all over again and having to, and now I understand when people come to a gym and they've gone through illness or mental health, or I know how to help them because I've been there myself. I've put on the weight. I've had all the everything. I think I was going through menopause at the same time. So, geez, that was a double whammy.
It would be a double whammy, yeah.
It was insane.
So 3 or 4 years. And then after that you got back in?
Yeah, just slowly.
Slowly, yeah.
Slowly went back as a personal trainer and club manager, and it's just got better and better, and did a few courses during lockdown, nutrition and mental health.
As you do.
As we all did, kept myself sane and just trained. And, I've managed many gyms, but, this one's.
So you're, like I said, Court 24/7 here in Frankston. So how long have you been the manager there?
4 or 5 years.
5 years, since, okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, awesome. And thoroughly enjoyed, obviously.
I love it. I love helping people. I love when people walk in the door and they're like, I can't do this, or, you know, I'm never going to lose weight, or I'm never going to do a push-up, and, they do.
That's awesome. Oh, great. It's great to see, exactly. So let's talk a bit about the gym and what it has to offer, okay? It has two separate weight rooms plus a female weight room, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Why are the two separate?
Well, look, some people don't care, but there's some dear ladies that say, I want
the female one, but you've got the two separate weight rooms.
Okay, so the other one is a functional studio, so it's got your whole setup for. But a lot of the personal trainers prefer it in there, so it's more functional.
Yeah. Actually, I don't mind that one.
I know.
It's sort of like not many in there, and you just do your own thing, and you get
quick
by.
And easy.
Quick and easy, exactly right. Pool and plus a male and female sauna. Tell us about that pool.
It's beautiful. Yes, cleanest one in the nation. Well, in
Melbourne. You've got to say that.
It's got potassium and magnesium. So if you're doing a recovery, or especially for people that have got injuries or illnesses, it really, really does flush out your lymphatic system. It's very good for muscles and relief and pain relief. So, yeah, you can just walk up and down.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even have to do 50, you know, laps or anything. Yeah,
just walk
so
up and down.
It's a
generally
great,
what I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you explain to us, well, to me personally, it's just been refurbished as well. Yeah,
it has, yes.
What was that for?
So all the underneath, the pool lining,
yeah,
was split and a few little cracks. So it looks wonderful now, looks brand new. And we did all the resurfacing of the tiles.
Oh,
so,
right, nice, awesome.
Yeah, and just spruced up the steam room, yeah, and, okay, and the saunas,
cool,
the benches.
Very good. So one of my favourite rooms is the infrared sauna. Can you explain to the listeners what the benefits of an infrared sauna compared to a normal sauna, please?
Okay, so the normal sauna, I call it the rock sauna, very good for your heart and lungs, but the infrared is more internal.
Yep.
So, again, I use it for pain relief,
yeah,
if my back's playing up, and very good for the lymphatic system. Again, lots of drainage, but recovery. So it really helps get into your muscles and,
yeah,
and makes your muscles feel a lot better. So recovery mostly.
Another couple of favourites of mine, the salt room and the massage chairs.
Massage chairs. So many people walk down that hallway, oh, Suzanne, I'm just going to do a class, and 2 minutes later there's just, hi, sitting in the massage chairs.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah,
so salt therapy, amazing, kills bacteria. So if you've got colds, flu, asthmatic, and just mental well-being,
yeah,
breathing in that salt opens up your lungs and just calms your farm, if you like. So. And the massage are just
nice,
amazing.
Nice, yeah. Now, there's a room there that not many gyms have. Corf 24/7 at Frankston has an altitude room.
High up, my favourite.
I know. I've seen you in there quite a few times. And it's doing well.
I tell everyone that I'm 90 when I go up, when I do a tour. They're going, what is it doing? I said, look, I'm 90. And they're like, only one young guy said, what? I was like, hey, you. But, yes, so some people think it's got less oxygen, but it's just really high up oxygen. So it, you go in there and straight away your body's, because it's, say, 4,000 metres above sea level, your body's got to acclimatise. So your whole body has to work three times harder, and so you get three times more effect. So 20 minutes in there is like 60 minutes on a treadmill.
Yeah, and it's good value.
I love it.
It's quick and yeah.
And good for people that have got injuries, very good for, what's that word, cognitive thinking.
Oh, okay.
So brain power, I call it, makes you really sharp.
I better use it more often then.
Yeah. Yes, many people should.
Yeah, I think so. So as well as an infrared and heated studio, as well, you've got your normal group fitness studios as well?
Yep, plenty of classes. We've got over 100 reformer Pilates classes.
Can you explain to me the reformer Pilates, please?
Oh, gosh, that is – I used to think when I was in my 20s it was more of a ballet thing, but it's, you know, long, lean, beautiful muscles. But it's amazing for everything. You can be a beginner to advanced, works all your muscles in your body, very, very good for core, lower back. But, you know, now you can really get a sweat up. Like some of our instructors are clinical Pilates instructors, the best of the best, and you come out of there like just sweating more than what you would doing an hour run. So just works every muscle and very, very good for for everything.
Okay. The cycling studio gets used?
Yes, you've been there. Do you do the virtual?
I've been in a couple of times, yeah. I don't get in there as much as I should, but I prefer going on the road. But, on crappy days I will go in there and use it as well. Yeah, no, it's good fun. And plus a large cardio area there as well.
Yeah, we've just got like over – you know, $500,000 worth of new cardio equipment.
Yeah, I saw that.
Amazing.
I saw that, yeah.
You can watch Netflix and charge your phone at the same time.
Oh, awesome. And those fat-burning machines, that's what I call them. I don't know, what are they about?
The shaky-shake machines, I call them.
Okay.
So we're the only ones in this area or Melbourne at all that have these. They're infrared, LED, and vacuum therapy. So you stand in it with a, like a little tea cozy over the top, and
skirt,
the suction in it, it feels like you've got to walk through lead. So yeah. You're continually, holding in your core, and it just massages really. It goes through your lymphatic system again. I know that's a word I use, but it really, people don't realise how much crap's in their body.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And believe me, the shaky shake machine.
Shaky shake
body,
machine.
Body shake machine.
Body shake, that's what they're
body
called, sorry.
Shape, yeah, body they're shape, amazing. That's right, yeah. And people with injuries, again, everyone uses them. Very good for cellulite.
Okay. So have I missed any room or anything?
Yes, what have you missed? You've missed the hot infrared yoga room.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, which is amazing. We have many different types of yoga. We have bar in there, hot hit, that's crazy, hot boxing. Wow. So it's like exercising in a sauna, so times everything by three.
By three, yeah, cool. So, and it's hard to get, like they're pretty busy, are they?
Them ones are really good. Yep. I think because we have five centres and we're spread out all over the place.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've got always got
five centres. Mm-hmm. And you've got one in Frankston?
Yep, Frankston.
Mornington? Or
Frankston South.
Oh, yeah, Frankston. Yeah.
Carrum Downs and Somerville.
And Mornington.
Yeah, and Mornington.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Very good. Your one fitness tip, Suzanne?
When you think you don't want to, when you get up in the morning and say, no, nah, not doing anything, they're the days you should do something.
Yep. Yeah.
No, like we all wake up going, nah, not today. That's the day you do it.
I think like I can relate to it with cycling for argument's sake. Mm-hmm. Like when I was working, I'd get home from work and I can't be bothered going for a ride. But as soon as you take your time and you get dressed and you get on the bike, and once you get started, bang.
You're great.
You're great, yeah, it feels great. And same with the gym. No, like you get home and I really can't be bothered doing this, I can't be, But then once you get going, it's fantastic.
It is. You feel, you just feel so much better.
Yeah. All right. Enough of the gym for now. Growing up, what school did you go to growing up?
Toowoomba Primary.
Toowoomba, that's right, you're from up there, that's right.
And I remember my older brother walking me, and I was on a horse, swear to God, like back in the wagon days. So, yes, I know, we used to tie the horse up.
Oh, really? So how far was that horse ride to school from home?
I don't really remember. I was too young. But I remember year 12 and kinder were all in the same school.
Oh, okay.
And
if you
didn't bring a handkerchief, you'd get into big trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring a hanky?
Yeah, it was so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, change.
Any other early memories of growing up as a kid and as a teenager as well up there?
Well, there, and then we moved to the Gold Coast, so lots of beaching, of swimming, lots of outdoor.
Life.
Yeah, it was really fresh and healthy.
So what were you like as a student, Suzanne?
I hated school. I was actually fine till year 9, 10, and that was it for
that
me.
Was it?
I was not.
You're done?
I was done. Like, do not tell me what to do. And that's when I went into like lots and lots of TAFE courses and went on to uni
because
I had to. I couldn't. I just thought I knew it all, as you do as when you're 16, 15.
I had a daughter at that age.
Yeah.
Funny about that.
Honestly, and then I wondered why my daughter was exactly the same.
Payback, eh?
Yeah.
Is that they say. So, teenager, what did you do up in the Goldie as a teenager?
Look, like, we just did everything naughty could possibly do.
Yeah, but as you do.
I sang a lot. I was in I used to sing at the shopping centres. Oh, yeah, I just went up there and introduced myself. Professional singers, and I'd get a girl, my friend, I'd make her sing with me. Yeah, so I was a bit of a performer. So,
oh, nice.
So lots of singing and lots of beaching and, yeah.
So, besides the beaching and stuff and all that sort of stuff, you like your fitness. So back then, did you play any sport back then?
Always playing. Loved my softball, loved netball, swimming. So, and we did, of course, gymnastics and dance, all the things girls love.
So was softball your favourite?
Yeah, I think softball was because I won best and fairest.
Oh, there you go.
Really,
it's always got to be a favourite then.
And then volleyball, beach volleyball.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
10 years as
Nice. So whilst growing up, did you have any sporting heroes?
Who did I love? All the surfers, I think.
Of course.
What was his name? Blonde haired, long. Oh, Harry or whatever his name is. I can't think of his name. He married Lisa.
Lisa Kenny. Grant Kenny.
Grant Kenny. Grant Kenny. I think that was it. I was more into the surfies.
Fair enough. Has there been one major sporting event that you've attended that stands out for you?
Well, Carlton haven't won a game as finals for, since my time.
So you're a Carlton supporter then?
I so am. Oh, well, got to Melbourne.
This is where our friendship ends, Suzanne.
You and everyone else, yes. Funny what are you, that? Collingwood?
No. I'm a tragic Melbourne supporter.
Oh, gosh.
And we're in the news for the wrong things at the moment. But anyway, we'll skip the football at this stage. You guys are going okay, so let's not worry about that. So let's go to an ad break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Triple V Socials on Radio Carrum.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. If you got a tummy ache, or you don't feel right, or if you have a nasty rash keeping you up at night,
Don't worry
about a thing.
Don't worry,
'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright.
Okay, we're back on air at Radio Carrum, Triple B Socials with Suzanne. Suzanne, a little bit about yourself. Any nicknames growing up or of late?
Oh, I think my dad called me a few nice things.
Oh, okay.
Not so nice. Well, no, it was always Susie Q.
Susie Q,
Susie Q.
Yep. And do you object if people just called you Susan or Sue?
Susan I can't do. Yeah. But yeah. Suzanne. I'm definitely not a Susan. I can be.
Okay. All right. What is the one thing people may be surprised to find out about you, Suzanne?
That I love jumping off cliffs.
I saw that. Let's talk about that. Why would you do that?
Look, it was one of those things where I was in Vietnam and the tour guide said, oh, this is the one they all jump off, but it's forbidden now. And he said, only guys do it, and that was it for me. So
please explain when you say you're jumping off cliffs.
So it's 30.
Clearly you're tied down.
No. So you climb up the cliff and jump off the cliff into the water.
Into water.
Yeah. So it's
you're
really.
Serious or delirious?
Oh, I know. The thrill you get thinking, oh my gosh.
I don't think I'd make it down. I'd be dead before I got there, I think. First and foremost, I don't do heights, so that would hurt for the first, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't really into heights, but that was it for me.
So you've done many of these?
Yeah, so I've done three so far, did one on the Gold Coast, one in Cairns, but not as high as Vietnam as the highest, that was 30.
30 metres?
Yeah. And, yeah, you just feel like you're falling forever, but when you come up and you're alive, it's pretty good.
That'd be pretty awesome. You come out of the water. Yeah, I'm alive. Yeah, thanks.
It's pretty good.
Wow. So,
just a thrill. I think doing it, I did it on my 45th, so it's just been something wherever I go, I find a cliff and
you want to jump off
it. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you've got to really Google the places you're going and find out where they are, that, you know, a good height and safety, of course. I'm not going to jump into a rock.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, do you get close to the edge when you...
Honestly, sometimes you've got to run and jump. And, yeah, I remember in Vietnam I was, like, three quarters of the way up and I was like, I can't do it. I froze, but I couldn't get back down, so I had no choice to keep going up.
But you walked up, so you're sure you can walk down again?
No, you really couldn't.
Oh, wow. No, that's not for me, unfortunately, or fortunately. Do you have a favourite quote or saying?
Look, probably Bob Marley's live your life, live the life you love and love the life you live, mm-hmm. I think is pretty important.
It's pretty cool, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, it is. I love absolutely.
Bob Marley saying.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. So besides jumping off cliffs, what else gets you – what makes you excited?
Look, I just hiking, going to new places. I've just got a new grandson, so that's pretty exciting. Well,
there goes my next question. So my next question was – what's made you smile in the last 7 days? Mm. Besides your new grandson, that's a given. What's made you smile in the last 7 days?
I went to see Bob Marley. Bob Marley. Sorry. I went to Bribie Island and saw John Butler, who is
awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, no, and we'll get onto John Butler a little bit later.
Yeah, he's very good.
No, he's very good, I must admit. Do you remember the first job you ever had? not parents' pocket money, but the first job you ever had. It could be anything.
Richie's Supermarket.
Richie's Supermarket in Cairns?
Where was it? No, that one, I was 15, so we were living in Mornington. I got a job in Hastings.
Yeah, I know. So how did you get from Mornington?
On a bus.
Oh, wow.
It was a horrendous job. And I was there for quite a while, but...
How many days a week were you doing that?
Like five or something. But
oh, really?
Yeah. So I quit school and Mum said, well, if you're quitting school, don't come home without a job. So I walked into a supermarket and got one.
Yep. All right. Do you remember your first car you ever owned and what colour was it?
What did I have? Oh, I drove it out of the, I can't remember, Ford Escort.
I remember those.
I drove it out of the car yard and it stopped. It was just a pile of junk. And my stepdad just said, give her money anyway. So I got lumbered with this junk. And then I got I can't remember, a little... No, it's left me, but the Ford Escort, bonnet used to fly up when you were driving and you'd have to put your head out the window. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, it had a lot of excitement in the Ford Escort. Remember what colour it was?
It was green.
Lovely, it stand out. Tell me, did you give it a name?
No.
Good.
It was so bad.
Oh, good. Can you cook? And if so, what's your signature dish?
I can cook. I don't like cooking, but if I have to cook for people, it'll be my chicken mango salad, which is
okay, nice.
Dressing. The dressing actually takes the longest.
Oh really? Okay. So for this chicken mango salad, which three people dead or alive would you invite?
Elvis, for sure.
Elvis, yeah.
Bob Marley's another one.
I thought Bob might have made him.
100%. And Gandhi, I think.
Okay, cool. Interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting. It'd be a very interesting conversation.
I know, I wouldn't imagine Elvis singing to me, Gandhi telling me about life, while Bob Marley just
having a few
chills me out.
Smoking a bit. That'd be cool. Awesome. So do you have – okay, I'm figuring a couple of these, the answers to this, but – a favourite band or artist you have?
Oh, definitely. There's so many, but I think Beyonce is amazing, but love John Butler, always have. He's a favourite. Mm-hmm. I love all music, but they're my two.
So do you have a favourite song we can play?
Probably Better Than by Bob.
By John Butler.
Or Listen by Beyonce.
We'll try and get both. We'll start off with, let's see which one I'll choose for you first.
Done.
Hey, I'm Jane Oakley, a Matilda alumni footballer, number 36, and you're listening to Radio Karen. Stay tuned.
And that was Listen by Beyonce. Why that song in particular, Suzanne? Any reason?
There is a reason. A bit deep though.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Sang it to me put it on one night and basically, it sort of hit my heart that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
it's got a good meaning to it then.
It does. It's very good.
So, a favourite concert you've attended?
Oh, gosh. Probably. Rod Stewart. I mean, I've seen so many. I saw Kiss. That was great. And I used to dress up as Ace Frehley, makeup, everything. So
early Kiss days?
Yes, very early.
Okay. Not 70-year-old Kiss.
No, no. Oh, I'm sure they're fine.
They're fine, yeah.
No, so, yeah, Kiss, and I went to Fleetwood Mac. That was amazing.
Which Fleetwood Mac concert did you get
in Melbourne? Gosh, now that would be 1990s. I don't even, yeah. Can't even remember. It's that long ago.
I went and saw them at a concert at a Calder Park Raceway.
How long ago is that?
Probably in its 70s, I think. So old I am.
I'm just at the 90s. Quite a while ago
it was. Do you have a bucket list destination you'd like to go to?
I could travel forever if I could. And look around Australia is probably my bucket list, is getting a bit of a motorhome and doing a bit of nutrition and fitness online. Yep. And, hiking mountains and... I'd like to
cliff dive,
and just, you know, try and put some money together for Sids and kids, and
I might get into that at this stage. What's been your favourite holiday destination to date?
Gosh, let me think. Probably Seychelles.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. The beaches there were just, it was like, yeah, it was paradise. So Seychelles, and the people were beautiful too.
Nice.
Very humble, and yeah, it was lots of villages, but like wherever you looked was just beach and hibiscus and sand, and it was beautiful.
I know you're too young at this stage, but is there one place you'd like to retire to if money wasn't an object, for argument's sake?
Money wasn't an object, gosh. I'd still probably just do Australia, go to Cairns, Cape Tribulation, anywhere where you can just be free and not have to worry too much about anything.
Cool. Cool idea, yeah. That's pretty cool, yeah, absolutely. Just lay back and just swim and do whatever you want. That's absolutely perfect. With your busy schedule, do you watch much telly?
I do. I like series. So
okay. So what's one in particular you could recommend to us?
House of Dragons. Game of Thrones was
pretty awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah. And anything Vikings.
Okay. Yeah. So did you see the Viking series?
Yes, of course I did.
Of course you did. Yeah, it's pretty cool, wasn't it?
It was very good.
I did enjoy that myself. Is there a movie that you can recommend to the listeners?
So many, but
what's your standout?
Standout would have to be Schindler's List. That was amazing. Just the classics. I think Tom Hanks, anything with him in it. I'm not into the I Love Yous or what, the Notebooks. I don't
more action stuff.
I like a bit of action.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't want to sit there and cry.
I want to be entertained.
Thank you. I can be brokenhearted and cry all by myself. I don't need to watch it on telly.
Don't need to be pushed into that. Yep. Nope. So, is there any series you're currently watching at the moment?
Well, I've been told to watch Yellowstone, but I haven't seen it yet. What about you?
I've watched Yellowstone, and I get sucked into a lot of movies, series. But I actually quite like it.
Mm.
But I do have friends that don't like it at all.
What I've heard. Yeah. So I'm on the fence about it.
Yeah, on the fence. Yeah. My problem is I'll start watching even a crappy one. And I get sucked in, and I'll watch the whole lot. I've got to watch the whole series. It does my head in sometimes. But anyway. This is going to be a difficult question, I reckon, considering you cliff jump. What, if anything, scares you?
No. I think, no, nothing scares me.
Nothing? Wouldn't have thought so after cliff jump.
It really doesn't. I think once you've been through lots of things in life, whatever happens, you just have to get over. You don't have to, but I do.
Yeah, I get it. I totally understand. So I'm just going to bring up your next song,
John Butler.
John Butler Trio, sorry. Hang on a second. Where are we? So this is Better Than by John Butler, yep.
Hey, it's Carlito from Money Boys, and you're listening to Radio Carom. Keep the dial locked on Community Radio, and you have a ripping day.
That was Better Than by John Butler Trio. Why that song, Suzanne?
Oh, because I think John Butler's just cool. cute as. And plus, he used to be in Cairns back in my
day. Yeah, back in your day, yeah. And would have followed him a fair bit.
I followed him.
Yep, awesome.
I haven't stalked him. Just
quietly. That's all good. Now, Suzanne, in previous conversation, you mentioned SIDS.
Mm.
Would you like to elaborate about that, please, if you don't mind? It's up to you. Totally up to you.
No, that's fine. I had my little boy. He was 8 months old in Cairns, so very healthy, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and just never woke up one day. And, so they called it SIDS. And it just, it still amazes me that, yes, the not sleeping on the back and not sleep, the sleeping positions, but they still haven't found any real information on, so, and it's still happening today.
I can see it's traumatic for you.
Oh, yeah, like you never, there's something, losing a child is
you're
just,
never gonna get over that.
You never get over that.
Especially at that young age, that's... they've got a life ahead of them and,
They have and,
So is there anything we can do to help?
No, look, honestly, just educate yourself and, as I said, listen, when you're having newborn, just tell people, as much as I did all that, what can you say to people? No. Like I've had people that have lost children that have come to me and there's nothing you can say. It's just it's time and that's the only thing that gets you through those lots of time.
Absolutely. It'll take a bloody long time.
It does.
For a child. Yeah. Your own child. Mm. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Now, we'll just break it a bit here, moving right along. I haven't sent you these answers, so I just want some these questions, sorry. So I just want some quick answers.
Done.
Okay, cool. So when you're not travelling in business class, do you prefer a window or aisle seat?
Always window.
Window, okay. Are you a branded clothes or no brand clothes?
Oh, a bit of both. I like quality clothes.
Yeah,
but then I can easily put on a T-shirt that's filthy and ripped. So
that's fine. Yeah, cool. What's your coffee order?
Oh, always a almond cappuccino.
Almond cappuccino, okay.
Milk.
All right. Do you believe personal leave when a pet dies?
Totally. If my cats, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't want to say
The gym aren't listening. Don't worry.
If my chihuahua passed, I'd be devastated.
It would be.
At least one day off. Staff, when they break up with their partner, I said, you're allowed to have 24 hours to move on, so stay on.
Jeez, I'd need a lot more. Okay, this one here. Would you rather be trapped in a pool with a shark or a cage with a lion?
Cage with a lion.
Explain. Do you have an explanation?
I'd just go on my back and what do they do? Act submissive because I have cats and
There's logic to this answer.
Lick me. A shark, you got no hope.
Going. Besides your gym wear, do you have a favourite bit of clothing?
Jeans and a T-shirt.
All right, jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah, jeans and a T-shirt or shorts and a T-shirt.
Okay, that's it. All right, that's pretty easy, wasn't it?
It's easy.
Cool.
All right,
Suzanne, and finally, what is the one thing in the world that you'd like to see happen before you left this planet?
What would I like to see? There's a few, but really my family all reunited and happy and leave a legacy of kindness, I think, and love, because without friendship, love and kindness, you don't have much in life, so...
No, you don't. No, true that. Suzanne, thank you for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And the gym. Now, let's get back onto the gym. For
10 days.
10-day free trial at Core 24/7.
Any of our five.
Sorry?
Any of our five clubs.
Any of our five clubs, but preferably down here at 24/7 if you're local down here.
Yeah, if you're Frankston.
Karen, Frankston, come and see Suzanne, and I'll get you on your way. So, 10-day free trial.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Suzanne, for coming on board. All right. Oh, before we leave, do you have any planned trips in the near future?
Look, just the Goldie to my sister's. That's it. She lives on the Gold Coast. So
nice.
Just going
nice.
Up there too.
Very good.
Drink and.
And have fun. Party. Cool. All right, folks, make sure you like Radio Karam on Facebook or Insta and keep an eye out for your favourite shows on the network here. And when they're broadcasting, check out our website, radiokaram.org, for more info about other shows on the station. This is Triple B Social saying thank you once again for listening and hope you enjoyed this week's show. Real people, real stories. Hope to speak to you soon. Hope you're having the time of your life.
That was good.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you have the time of your life.